1RPG.
1RPG, N4ZLK. Good afternoon, Shane here.
Yeah, good morning, Shane. N4ZLK, I botched it up. W1RPG Mobile. My name is Bob. How are you?
Bob, I said good afternoon. I wasn't looking at the time. I'm glad it's still morning. I'm doing well. Nice to meet you. I've heard you a couple times on the air. I'm out here on Powdersville. I'm also mobile. Headed towards Easley to make it a couple deliveries. And the call is November 4 Zulu Lima Kilo. N4ZLK.
ZLK. Okay. I'll try to remember. Sorry. Yeah, I'm just heading home. I went to the Powdersville YMCA on 81. And I'm making my way home I live off of Route 20 in Piedmont.
I just came from 20. Came through Brown Road right there onto 153 and just passed 81 here a minute ago.
Exact route I'll be taking. Yeah, I'm still on 81, and then I go 153, and then that turns into Brown Road. Yeah, not a long drive to get to the Y. My wife and I joined a little over a year ago, and I'm glad we did. I enjoyed going and made some friends there, too, that we see in the different classes and all that. Very good. And the weather's turning nice, and I cut my lawn yesterday, although the Bermuda grass is still dormant, but at least now it looks all uniform.
And I did the same thing Saturday morning, or Friday afternoon, I can't remember. One of those, I was off last week, so I didn't really pay attention to the timing of the days. I just worked around the house. Yeah, the grass is still dormant, but it cleaned it up nice, and getting it ready. And happy spring. Today's the first day of spring. It used to be the 21st. I guess it'll keep eventually moving sooner and sooner. I guess that's how it works. When I was a kid back in the 80s, 70s and 80s, it was the 21st. So now it's early on the 20th.
Yeah, happy spring. Back to you. Yeah, that's right. The 21st always used to be, but can it be because it's last year was a leap year or something? And I don't know. I really don't know how that works, but whatever. It's like daylight savings time and standard time. I wish they would keep it to one so we wouldn't have to, because I still haven't been there. I guess I got to put an alarm clock on to get me up so I could get on this 7 a.m. 40-meter net. A friend of mine runs up in Connecticut, and I haven't been on there since we changed the time. And being retired, I don't put an alarm on because then it's going to remind me of my working days. Back to you.
Yep, I look forward to the day when I don't have to have an alarm on all the time. Just wake up when the sun, wake up when the dog says she's hungry, which is usually pretty early. And it's funny how the time change messes with the feeding schedule of the animals. You have to make them adjust. Take over a couple days because they still know what time it is. And just because we change our clocks doesn't mean their dinner time changed.
Yeah, our two cats, their internal clock tells them it's time to eat. And we also have a dry food dispenser for them set for them. Have to change that. That clock and that unit, too, is my wife's job. I never think of it, but they know when it's about to drop some dry crunchies for them. because they're hovering around, looks like 15, 20 minutes before the time, they're hovering close by.
It's amazing how that works. We'll be sitting on the couch and our dog will try to convince us early that she's hungry and she hasn't been fed yet and it's time. Sometimes, if one of us feeds her before normal and the other one comes in, and she'll even try to convince the other one she hasn't been fed yet. So that's pretty funny. Sometimes I've had to call my wife and ask to make sure I don't feed her twice, because we've done that before.
Yeah, that's happened too. Yeah, so, let's see. My wife's at the Y now. She goes to a different class. I go to yoga twice a week. Today was one of those days. And on Mondays, we go together to this other class together with some friends. So I'll get ready. And then when she gets home, then we got an appointment to see the tax prep guy, get that done for another year. And then we don't have to worry about it for another year. See, I'm on Brown Road now, headed towards 20. N4ZOK, did I get it right? W1RPG.
PG, N4ZLK, you did, you got it perfect. What brought you, I'm assuming you're not from around here. You mentioned Connecticut and a friend. Are you from that area, New England area, or somewhere else? And how long have you been here, Bob?
I've been in Connecticut for 40 years. Originally from New York, just outside of New York City. That's when I first became a ham in New York. I had a two call, then got the one call in Connecticut after they opened up the Vanity call sign program. And we got down here about 2.5 years ago, almost. We visited the area and other areas, too, between 2017 and 2019, trying to figure out where did we want to move to for retirement. And we both like this upstate area because of the Four Seasons, and we looked along the coastal areas, but we didn't need to be that close to the shoreline. I didn't want to be in any newsreel that shows everybody getting out of Dodge when a big hurricane was coming through. And then a little bit old, I experienced Helene, like everyone else. But, yeah, we're enjoying the area here. Back to you.
On the Connecticut and New York, and I've got a couple of these Yankees around here from New York. There's one who's on here pretty frequently. And, of course, they're all nice people. We enjoy it. But welcome to the area. Glad you're here. Yeah, we love the coast, but boy, it's crowded down there. And every few years, we'll get remnants of a storm to come through here and either give us a lot of rain. Now, Helene was the worst that I've experienced as far as widespread coverage. Hugo came through back in the 80s, and for the people it affected, it really affected them, but it was a very narrow swath all the way up through Spartanburg and Charlotte, I believe. Columbia, Spartanburg, Charlotte, I think that's the way it went. But Helene was the most damage I've seen widespread from leftover from a storm. But anyway, Bob, it's nice to meet you. Nice to make your acquaintance. And I'm about a quarter mile from my next delivery, and I need to go because I got to pull out in the traffic to back into the dock. So hope you have a good day, and you and your wife enjoy this weather, and we'll talk to you again soon. W1RPG from N4ZLK. Enjoyed it.
Nice to chat this morning, and I'm sure we'll run across each other again. 7-3-3 now, N4ZLK. W1RPG just around the corner from my turn. 73 W1RPG clear.